Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, Thatcher, welcome to Puckle Trivia Rewind, where we play old trivia segments from our show, Puckle Podcast. You can be sure to go over to the main feed, Puckle Podcast, where we listen to this podcast, and get more goodness. We talk more in depth about other Pokemon topics and whatnot, as well as have up-to-date trivia. But right now, you're hitting Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, and that's great, because now Stack Attack and Blacephalon are still there, Toucanic can still be an answer, and things are just going swimmingly. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this segment of Pokemon Trivia. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. Now, of course, these guys are going to go ahead and compete against the other co-host of the show in a race to 30 points. The ladder just got reset last week by Sublime. So Shamu is actually in the lead because he helped carry Sublime there with 5 points. Everybody else is at zero. Here there are going to be 5 questions, 1 point for each question. There is one question that will have 2 answers. You will, of course, get a bonus point. And throughout the course of all of the questions, you are allowed 1 hint. However, if you get all of the questions correct without using the hint, you can cash that hint in for an extra point. So you guys understand the rules, I assume. I hope the listeners do as well. So if you guys are ready, though, I have question number 1 ready to go for you guys.
I guess we're ready.
Okay.
Oh, wait, we're not ready. I totally forgot. There's a person in the room with me. Introduce yourself.
It's Mrs. T, you know, the very forgettable wife of... It's the forgettable wife of Thatch is here. You know, he can't remember that I'm actually sitting next to him. It's okay.
No, I totally forgot. All right. So, but yes, my wife is here because she's played Detective Pikachu more than I have. And I think she would be a much better asset to have for the show than me. She should host today. And so guys, we're going to go ahead then and ask you question number 1, if you are ready. I'm so sorry. I got caught into my spiel. But question.
We'll talk about it later.
It's okay, Mrs. T. We still love you.
No, well, thanks, Whimsicott. This is why you guys are my favorite.
Oh.
Question number 1. What move's Japanese name, I mean, I'm going to butcher this, Gekrin, can be translated to be Imperial Wrath of One Superior? What is the English name of that move? That's what I want to know.
What?
What the heck?
Gekrin, I guess. I guess that's true. It's translated, the transliteration is Gekrin.
Gekrin, yes.
Yes, I don't know. I'm not, you and my wife would know better than I would.
Imperial Wrath? Is someone Imperial?
Imperial Wrath of One Superior. Superior.
One Superior. Wow.
I'll say this is a dragon type move. I'll give you that as well. I wrote the question, so I can make the rules.
Imperial Wrath, Dragon Rage? I mean, it sounds a bit too much to be just playing Dragon Rage, but...
I don't even know. I don't have... This is just something completely off left park, and I have no idea what to even say for it.
Oh, I think it's Outrage.
That might be it.
That sounds right.
It sounds like
Yeah, because it's a single, yeah, I'll say Outrage. I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
That sounds more likely.
Yep.
All right. If Outrage is your final answer, that is correct. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's 1 point for you guys. It is Outrage. I just thought it was a fun translation. When I was clicking through the random pages on Pulpopedia last night.
And so, we have just found out that moves are like TCG sets. They sound so much cooler in Japanese.
You're not wrong. All right. So question number two, then, if you guys are ready. This one is actually from Claude9. I didn't write this one. In Sun and Moon, there is one Pokeball where under the right conditions, it has a 0% catch rate. What is it in Sun and Moon?
The heavy ball on, what's its name? Beldum.
Is this your final answer?
I'll agree with that because I have no idea.
Yes, there's some kind of coding error that means you cannot catch a Beldum in a heavy ball.
That is correct. I wrote down Moonball. It's Heavy Ball. It's Heavy Ball. You can't catch certain Pokemon under a certain weight with a catch rate of 20, and it just automatically goes to zero. They since fixed it in Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon. That was corrected, thankfully. All right, so that's 2 for 2 right now, guys. Wow. Okay. So question number 3. This is your bonus question. This one has 2 answers. Because it's the same question, it turns out, for 2 different things. So of all Pokemon gym leaders, if we look at the ghost type gym leaders and we look at steel type gym leaders, these gym leaders always use the same Pokemon regardless of generation. So there's a in the ghost type gym leaders, there's a ghost type Pokemon that they always use, and steel type gym leaders always use the same steel type Pokemon. What Pokemon are they?
Okay. So gym leaders. So it has to be a Gen 1 or 2 Pokemon because there are ghost gym leaders and steel gym leaders in Gold and Silver.
I think Steel is Steelix because Byron does not have a Magneton or anything. Jasmine is a Steelix. Byron has most likely a Steelix.
That sounds like it makes sense.
We're assuming the first time through, right? Not like rematches.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm just
so.
So I'm pretty sure Steelix for Steel. And then Ghost, we have Phantom, whatever her name is in Dom.
Fantina.
Fantina, yeah.
Yeah.
She has, I believe, I know she has Miss Magius.
But, Morty can't have had a Miss Magius.
No, okay, I see what you're saying. I want to say it's a Haunter then.
I think it's a Haunter too.
Has a Gengar. I don't remember Fantina having Gengar.
I think Haunter is quite likely because I don't think Morty had a Gengar.
Do we have a Gengar? Do we have any other ghost gym leaders other than them two?
I can only think of ghost type Elite Four trainers. I think Steelix and Haunter are very fair guesses.
Are those your final answers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So the answer is for Steel type Steelix. That is correct. But unfortunately, it is not Haunter. It is Gengar. It is Gengar. Is shared by all ghost type gym leaders. So you were close though. You were on the right train of thought. Like that's still 1 point, and you're still eligible because that was the bonus point question to cash in the hint if you get the next 2 correct.
Let's try. Yeah.
So next question. This is about the manga. So let's have some fun here, guys. So in the Pokemon Adventures manga, who takes over Team Rocket after Giovanni leaves? Who is the new leader of Team Rocket after Giovanni leaves? This will be in the Gold and Silver arc of the manga.
Yeah, I never got there.
Man, it's such a good story.
Gold and Silver arc. It's been so long since I read it. I'm drawing a complete blank here.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Gold and Silver was not my favorite arc.
Well, you're allowed to be.
No. Yellow and Ruby and Sapphire were so much better. Let's see. I kind of want to say someone like Agatha or someone else that was like evil.
You could, of course, use the hint.
Yeah, maybe we should.
Yeah, I have no idea what this could be at all.
So okay, first, I'm going to give you this hint, just this little piece of knowledge. It's not anybody that you know from the games.
Yeah.
This person does not have a game counterpart. They are, I don't know how else to describe it. They wear a particular item of clothing that is not normal for a person to wear, and that is how they get, that's how they are known. Something a kid might wear at Halloween.
Oh gosh. I'm sorry. I don't.
Remember this.
Oh man, are you kidding me? Okay, so you're just gonna give up here?
I mean, But nowhere for us to run off was.
We can wait.
Unless you got something, because I have not looked at this, and if it's not in the game, I have no way to figure out who it is.
I wanna make a stab in the dark. Because okay. when you mentioned, like, the hint made me remember there's someone with a mask in there. And I just don't remember their name.
They don't have a proper name, to be fair.
So is it just the wait? Then I think I might know, because they're just known by like a nickname like the Masked Avenger or something like that. It's just figuring out that last word is gonna be hard.
It's a Pokemon type.
What?
It's fine. I will take the Masked Avenger.
No. If you tell me it's a Pokemon type, now I want to figure it out.
Well, it's part of it. He's got two names. It depends on like which in like who's referring to him. So I'm gonna take the Mask Adventure. I'm gonna give you the point. He's known as the Mask of Ice, and they also refer to him as the Masked Man as well in the manga. But the Mask of Ice is what he wears and stuff like that. It's this whole thing with Neo Team Rocket. Very good arc in the manga. If you haven't read the manga, go read the manga.
I have, but evidently this guy does not make an impression on me.
I can't believe that. He makes a huge impression on me. Cause he plays a huge role in the backstory of, Silver and Blue, or Green, depending on which translation you're reading. And
wait, that's the guy she used to work for?
Yeah.
Now I remember something about it. He was a jerk.
Yeah, exactly. He's a bad guy. It's not Pokemon if they don't beat you over the head about who's the bad guy. All right. And so that's going to give you guys 4 points for today. So we're going to move on to question number 5. And as always, I always ask you guys a base stat question. So I want to know what electric type Pokemon has the highest base attack stat?
Zekrom, Zoff is there. I think it might be something higher. Zekrom's a good like base point though.
Yes. Yes.
I don't think of possible like megas, but I don't think any of them were physically.
No, I mean, I don't think Zeraora.
Zeraora counts.
I don't think it counts, and I don't think it's quite as high as Zekrom. Zeraora is like
Zeraora does not count at this point.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna make sure. But I don't think it was there either. I think Zekrom's like 150.
Yeah, Zekrom is pretty.
It's like 130, 150. It's up there.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it might be Zekrom.
This is what I'm trying to make sure nothing else popped up like that's new or recent. Because
Zekrom's pretty recent.
I mean, after Zekrom, like Gen 6 or 7 that I'm forgetting.
Yeah, no, it sounds right. I can't think of anything else, at least. Because electric type megas are real special, if I remember.
Hit that range.
I'm gonna need an answer.
I guess Zekrom.
Yeah, let's go with that.
That is correct. It is Zekrom. Ooh. So that's 5 points for you guys today. So good job for all of you. Mrs. T over here, she gets the points.
What?
Right. Wow. Now she just has to be on more shows, and she'll win her own coasters. I did change the prize this time around for the co-host. You guys are competing for any plush on PokemonCenter.com for under $20.
Wow. Oh no, you should not have said that.
I know.
Now I'm gonna be here every week.
There, but that is the prize. So let me go ahead and open it. I lost my trivia point sheet, but I'll remember. You guys got 5. So right now, Shamu's in the lead with 10 points, followed up by the fluffiest Whimsicott with 5. Everybody else is at 0. And my wife is tied in second with the fluffiest Whimsicott with 5 points as well. To Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-hosts on their innate Pokemon knowledge. So this means, of course, they have to use what's in their heads. They cannot use the internet or any other device or a book. I guess you guys could have been using like a strategy guide or something this entire time, but we're not going to allow that to happen. What we're going to have here are five questions, each of them about something with Pokemon, and they are going to go ahead and answer them as a team. They are competing against every other co-host we have on the show. For those of you who are new to the show, there are about 10 of them, and we have each of them come on, and they'll compete teams together, and it's a race to whoever gets to 30 points. Today, there's only going to be about 7 points available, 1 point for answering each question correctly. One of these questions has 2 answers, so they'll get a point for each answer that they get for that one. That comes to 6. They also get a hint that they can use for the entirety of all of the questions, so they can use one hint for one question. But if they get all of the questions correct without using the hint, they can cash that hint in for a 7th point. So if you guys are ready, I have a ton of questions for you guys. By a ton, I mean 5.
Oh, hold up. I need to get my strategy guide out.
All right.
Okay, I'm ready.
So, if you guys are ready, question number 1. The first 2 questions come from Hydra. What is the most common ability among ground-type Pokemon?
Oh, man. Huh.
Interesting.
Ground-type Pokemon.
I feel like a lot of ground types might have Sturdy or something to do with Sandveil.
Like a lot of the Pokemon with Sandveil don't even have the ground typing.
But a lot of them do. You have Gligar, you have Gliscor, the Garchomp line.
Yeah, 3 with Arena Trap.
There's more than one thing with Arena Trap? I thought that was just Trapinch.
Trapinch, Ductrio, Diglett.
Oh, that's right. That makes sense. Well, we're at 5 for
what about, like,
Sandveil.
Damp or water absorb or something?
You have Mudkip and Whoop. Not Mudkip, you have Whooper, I meant to say.
Gonna need an answer.
Ooh, okay. Well, I'm fine with a Sandveil answer, I think.
I feel like it's a safe guess, which means it's probably wrong because it's gonna be something completely esoteric that you wouldn't expect. But whatever.
Sound bitter much?
I'm just like, it's a trick question, I feel like, and I'm just upset if we lose to
Is Sandveil your final answer?
Sure.
That is correct.
Hey!
Sandveil is the most prominent one. It wasn't a trick question, see?
All right.
So that's a point for you guys today, right off the bat. You guys are doing well. You guys are doing well. All right. And so our next one is also from Hydra. This one has 2 answers. I think you need both of them to kind of answer the question. So it's easier yet harder than typical questions with bonus points in them. But let's go ahead and see if you guys know what to do anyway. As of Gen 7, which 2 separate Pokemon types are both not very effective against each other?
So if you use their individual types that are not very effective against one another.
Yes.
Maybe fighting and bug? I'm just asking Sublime to verify.
I think that's right. Like, yes, that sounds correct, 100%. Or actually, it might be poison and bug too. Is poison not very effective against fighting? Or not poison and bug. Poison and fighting. I meant to say.
Poison is neutral against fighting.
Okay, then I think it is bug and fighting. You're right.
Let's think a bit more.
Let's go through the type chart real quick in our heads. But that's a good starting point. Because those are immune. You could say normal and ghost.
Yeah, immune is different, I think.
Yeah.
I'm going to need an answer.
Okay.
Let's go with bug and fighting.
That's your final answer, bug and fighting?
Sure.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Bug and fighting types are not very effective against each other. That's 3 points for you guys today out of 2 questions.
This is what happens when you put trivia champions together.
Yeah, it is. Oh, man. We haven't seen a full 7-point game in quite a while. I think almost in a year.
Let's make it happen.
Let's see if we can do it.
All right. So these next 2 questions were written by me.
Oh, no.
Oh, good. Usually those are easy.
Yeah.
Oh, are you saying that Thatch is easy?
No, yes. I'm saying that he usually finds his questions last minute if no one submitted them and it doesn't like. Yeah.
All right.
So this question is about the Pinap Berry. We are familiar with the Pinap Berry in Pokemon Go, at least Sublime and I are, because it doubles the candy that you get when you use it in Pokemon Go. But what does it do in the main video game series?
It makes brown Pokeblocks. And that answer is correct.
I was going to say you feed it to Pokemon. That's what you do.
if I'm using my Gen 3 encyclopedic knowledge, it makes brown Pokeblocks. But maybe it did something in future gens. Honestly, because he said main series games.
You make coffins out of berries.
Yeah, you make stuff out of it. You cook with it. You put pineapple in your pizza, you know?
Is that your final answer?
I feel like that's one of the berries that doesn't really do anything because it's not a type berry, so it must be. I think it's a poffin berry.
Yeah, let's cook it up and serve this answer to you, Thatch.
So you're saying that it's only good for cooking, and that is correct. That is all it's good for. It doesn't actually do anything. You just use it for poffins and Pokeblocks.
Does do something. It makes the poffins.
That's all it does, though. It's not.
So
it's
you
not
can do the contest that no one ever plays.
So
I want some pineapples now.
So question number four is different than any other question I've ever done. This is the first multiple choice question I have ever done.
Oh,
in
God,
quiz.
Why? What?
I want to know which pairs of these Pokemon can breed together. Okay, are you ready for this?
So you better give me a Wailord and Skitty. That's all I know.
I'm gonna give you a bunch of Pokemon, and you're gonna tell me if the pairs can breed together. By a bunch, I mean four. So the first pair is Dratini and Quillfish. Then you have Vanillite and Lombre, Archeops and Tentacool, and then Ditto and Nidorina. Wait, did I type Ditto?
Yeah,
that's
Ditto.
Stupid.
Sure.
That's wrong.
It's that one.
Don't
Done.
Get rid of that one. I only gave you three quests. I only gave you three of them.
Okay.
I only give you three of them. Forget the Ditto and Nidorina. You have a 33% chance to win now.
Can you say them again?
Dratini and Quillfish, Vanillite and Lombre, Archeops and Tentacool.
Okay, so the first one is going to be like Dragon and Water 2.
But the question is, was Dratini a part of one of the water breeding groups, and is it the same one as Quillfish?
I don't know. The Vanillite one I think we can rule out, though.
Lombre. I was actually looking at Ludicolo earlier today, and its line is both one of the grass groups and one of the water groups and the grass egg group.
Is it?
So I would be surprised if Vanillite is grass, but it could be.
I'm pretty sure it's amorphous.
Yeah, so we can cut that one out, I feel like. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what's the other one? Tentacool.
Archeops and Tentacool.
Oh, boy. So, So Archeops is is there a fossil egg group? I don't think there is. Archeops is part of the monster egg group, and the monster egg group is huge. And the first one was Dratini plus Quillfish.
And Quillfish. But the question is, are Dratini and Quillfish in the same or in different water egg groups?
Yeah, because there are three. That's tricky.
And I feel like they wouldn't be.
You know, out of all of those options, I'd say that Dratini and Quillfish are probably the most likely.
It seems like the most reasonable, unless Tentacool's in the monster egg group.
I'm going to need an answer. You also have the hint, if you're unsure, of course.
But then if we use the hint, we don't have a perfect sweep.
We got to go for gold, you know.
Yeah, you got to take a chance.
Okay, we're going to... Let's see how much we've messed up. So, Dratini, Quillfish, is we good with that?
Yeah, I mean, let's say we have like a 50% chance if we get rid of the long
one. You do have a 50% chance, this is true.
It's still a failing grade, yo.
But it rounds up, 0.5 rounds up.
Okay, are you ready?
See
it. So Dratini and Quillfish, that's your final answer? That is unfortunately incorrect.
No!
It's actually Archeops and Tentacool because Archeops is in the Water 3 egg group.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Right? I think it's because they put all of the fossils there, and he is just in it. Take that for what you will, I guess. I need to pull up a base stat question for you guys here. I'm doing it on the fly. A base stat. Oops, I typed base set. So base stat question. I'll let you guys pick the base stat today.
I feel like special attack.
Special defense.
Defense.
Sure.
Special defense it is.
Whatever, sure.
I just said something else.
So I want to know then what water type Pokemon has the highest base special defense?
So you pick the largest type.
Yeah.
To have, oh my goodness.
What water type Pokemon has the highest base special defense?
Why do I put up?
There are some really high ones. Like, for like, because water's so big, there's like high ones for every stat.
Mm.
But it might be
Mega Slowbro.
I actually, no, because that has really high defense and it's got rather unimpressive special defense.
Okay.
I think it might be Primal Kyogre because a lot of the primals, are, the two of them, right, are both high for more than one stat in their type.
Sure.
And that is like a 160 special defense, I'm pretty sure. Like its physical defense is underwhelming, but especially Primal Kyogre is a giant whale.
Well, we might literally as well use our heads, so.
Ooh, it's a legendary.
Oh, that's true. Oh, well, there you go. Yeah.
We should use our hint.
That's what yes. I just said. I just gave.
Oh, he just gave us the hint, which was that it is a legendary. Oh. Because my second choice was actually Toxapex, and I'm pretty sure Kyogre is higher than that, or Primal Kyogre is.
Right, right. And let's see. Are there aren't really that many
water legendaries. Suicune is definitely not that high.
Yeah.
Keldeo is definitely not that high.
Yeah.
Palkia is definitely not that high.
You know, I think I'm feeling pretty confident.
Yeah, I feel like we got it.
Is that your final answer, Primal Kyogre?
Yeah, final answer.
That is correct. Primal Kyogre has a base special defense of 160. So that gives you guys 5 points for today, though. So that's pretty solid. It's pretty solid. You guys get 5 points, and that puts you on par with second place here.
Wait, who has first?
Who has first?
So currently, Dr. Shamu is in first place with 10 points.
Oh, because he pushed me over the edge the week before. Yeah.
And then Whimsicott, Sublime, and Scrawn are all tied for second with 5 points. And then Basket, Yushiro, Maximus, Gator, Snag, Bosipus, and Vigor are all tied for third place with 0 points.
0 points.
So they're in third place. They're not too far behind. Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. For those of you who are new to the show, our co-hosts are going to act as a team answering 5 questions. Each question is worth 1 point. One of these questions will have a bonus point associated with it, which will give them 2 points. They are also allowed a hint to go ahead and get a hint on one of the questions. However, if they get all of the questions correct without using the hint, they can cash that hint in for another point for a possible total of 7 points. So it's a good time. They're competing against other co-hosts, and that way we get variety of co-hosts right now. There's a race to 30 points. When they get to 30 points, the winner of the trivia this time gets to choose any plush on PokemonCenter.com under $20. It's the prize of champions right there, guys. So definitely keep that in mind.
Yeah, plushies.
I think it's more fun than the coasters, to be honest. So
I mean, the coasters are made by Mrs. T, which makes them really, really valuable. But plushies.
Plushies. So we're going to go ahead then and start with these questions if you guys are ready.
I guess.
All right then.
Yep.
So our first question comes from Ozzy, and he wants to know, only one Pokemon can learn at least one move of every type. Who is that Pokemon?
I want to say Mew.
Wait, officially mean what? You mean officially? What you mean when you say learn? What do you mean by learn?
It can have a move of every type.
Well, isn't that Smeargle then?
Oh, that would actually count. Absolutely.
Good job, Ozzy. You wrote a really bad question, Ozzy.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask when he said by learn. Like, I love a lot.
We're gonna exclude Smeargle. We're gonna exclude Smeargle here. But
well, I think it has to be Mew because there's at least one TM for every type. So
yeah, there's Mew, there's Ditto. Technically, you can transform to any.
Yeah, but he doesn't really learn them. Like, he doesn't have them. He can just use them temporarily while it's transformed into the other Pokemon.
So is Mew your final answer?
I guess, Maximus.
Yeah, that's why.
All right. Mew is correct because it's Mew. It can learn every TM, and there's been a TM of every type. So there you guys go. You're right. Smeargle's also a good answer, but Ozzy, I didn't think about it. I just took Ozzy's question. That's good for you guys. That's 1 point for you. Our next question is it's a question that I found on the internet, so it's whatever it is. I don't know if it's hard or not, but we're going to find out. So I want to know, how many Pokemon have the psychic flying type combination? And you get a plus or minus one on this. I'll give you a plus or minus one.
Okay.
All right. We got Lugia, the Natu line. So that's three. We got the Sigalith.
Yeah, there you go. That's four.
Flying psychic. Oh, we got the bird from Gen 7, the Oracorio.
Good one. That's five. And then, let's see. There's none in Gen 1.
We already got Natu in Gen 2.
Exactly. And then Lugia.
Yes,
and then Lugia. In Gen 3, it's like a ton of them fly, quote unquote, because they have levitate.
Mm-hmm, but they're not flying tight, though.
No. I think you got them all, Maximus. Were there any in Gen 5? Yeah, Sigalith. I think you might have gotten them all.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think five. What was it, five?
Yeah. Maybe. Do you want to say six in case we forgot two, and we have a plus or minus one?
That's fine by me. Better safe than sorry.
Okay.
We think it's six? Five, but our official answer is going to be six.
That is correct because of the window I gave you. Mm-hmm. So the answer is actually seven. You guys forgot Woobat and Swoobat.
Oh,
right.
Woobat and Swoobat. The answer is seven. But the rest of them you got correct. Those were all right. So because he said six, you got the point. So that's two points for you guys today. So this next question comes from Coop on the Discord server, and he honestly is testing whether or not you're paying attention to what he posts on Discord with this question. So the question here, this is probably the hardest question of the day, is what is the name of Lieutenant Surge in the French version of the Pokemon games? In the French version of Red and Blue, what is Lieutenant Surge called?
Huh. Coop de Jarnac, my friend. I remember you posting about this.
Yeah, but if you know anything about Discord, like you see a lot of stuff.
I remember the post. I don't remember the name. It had something to do with... I remember the entire conversation, like about his nickname being the same as the word "cut" in the French names of the moves, and thinking that might have something to do with the Oldman glitch and stuff like that. But I don't remember Lieutenant Surge. Oh, I even speak French. Gosh darn it!
You do have the hint.
Do we want to use it for this though?
I mean,
I have no clue what it is.
I mean, if Thatch thinks honestly that we can possibly get it with a hint, then maybe we should use it, because I mean, the next one is the bonus question, and there is a chance we get at least one. You tell me. You tell me, man. I don't know.
Yeah,
so he did say it was the hardest. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I guess we can.
All right. So it's his name still leads with an army title, and his name is something incredibly generic in the English language. A very generic English name.
Well, General John.
General Smith. I want to say General Smith.
It's a first name. I'm going to say a first name.
Okay, then. Maybe it was Captain and not General. What do you think, Maximus? Captain John or General John?
Let's go Captain John.
Yeah, I think I remember Captain more than I remember General from the Discord thingy. Okay, let's go with Captain John.
That is unfortunately incorrect. The name is actually Major Bob, which I think is hilarious as well.
That's one letter away from an insult.
Major Bob is his name in the French version of the Pokemon games. But that's all right. You guys are still at 2 points. And you have the bonus point question coming up. So for the bonus point question, I'm going to ask you about incense. In the Pokemon games. in those terms. So what I need to know here is I'm going to name an incense type, and I want to know, one, what Pokemon that allows you to breed, and two, what its in-battle effect is, the item of the incense. So we're going to be asking about...
I only know one particular one.
Sea incense. What does it do in the game, and what Pokemon does it help you breed?
It helps you breed, if I'm not wrong, Mantyke from Mantine.
Yeah.
And I think it in-game, it might...
Would it boost water or boost...
It might boost water-type moves, because water-type is the type that is boosted by the most items. And I think Sea Incense might be one of them. It might boost the power of water-type moves, much like Mystic Water. Yeah. Okay, so...
But do we have to say how much, or do we have to say...
No, you don't have to say how much. Just give me a generic idea of what it does.
Okay.
I think... I can't think of anything that sounds more right than what we just said.
Yeah, Maximus. Unless it's like a random stat, but I doubt that.
Are you going to say Mantyke and then it boosts water type moves?
Yeah.
Those are your final answers?
Yes.
Are you comfortable with that?
Kind of.
Okay. I mean, I'll take it, or I'll give you a few more minutes. Or not minutes, but a few more seconds.
I feel like he's trolling us right now.
I don't know if he's trolling us or if he's being nice, but see, if Scrum was here, he would know if it was the Mantyke incense. I just see incense. No, I can't think of anything different. Honestly, I'm sorry.
Are those your final answers then?
Yeah, I guess Mantyke and it boosts water moves. I guess that'll be it.
That is correct on one account and unfortunately incorrect on another. So it does boost water type moves when held by the user. However, it does not help you breed Mantyke. It helps you breed Azurill.
Wait, why would you want to breed Azurill?
Because you can.
because it's the mascot out of a wonderful PDL team.
But that is you were thinking of the Wave Incense. The Wave Incense actually does the same thing in battle. However, it helps you breed Mantyke. Yeah, there's two of them. They're very similar. But that's unfortunately incorrect on that account. But that's 3 points for you guys today. And I've got one more question for you about base stats that I did not finish actually looking at. I was in the process of writing it, and I started the show because we got off topic in between segments. So give me 1 second.
Be very, very careful that it's right, or Sublime is coming for you.
Oh, he will come for me, I guarantee you. All right, so I would like to know what electric-type Pokemon has the highest base speed? Man, I'm stupid, but that's fine. We're going to go with it because I already said it.
Really? You sure you don't want to change that question?
Nope.
Electric type and speed. I wonder. What Pokemon has been the fastest electric type Pokemon since the beginning? I'm lost the words. Glimpse of God, you got an idea?
Well, you know that actually I'm debating between two. No, I mean, it's Electrode, right?
It's electric. Just say it.
Go ahead, once ago.
No, come on, don't put me on the spot. I'm honestly debating, is it Electrode or is it Tapu Koko? Darn.
I'm going to need an answer.
Maximus, you know it. You say it.
Really? Wait. Hey, I'm not sure if I'm getting trolled now.
Huh. You're not getting trolled.
No,
it's not like, wait, are you sure you want me? Oh, it's Electrode.
Okay, thank you.
Electrode.
You know? It's Electrode.
Electrode is correct. That is 4 points for you guys today, and that changes the standings. Actually, not at all. I lied. However, we do get new placements that get to segregate because it's like the third week of this ladder. And so we're gonna name off the people's standings. Right now, in first place is Dr. Shamu with 10 points, followed up by Whimsicott with 9 points, followed up by Sublime with 5, Scrawn with 5 in third place. Maximus, you're in fifth place all by yourself with 4 points, and everybody else has 0 because they are not here. Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we're going to quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. This is the part of the show where we have 5 questions that we're going to ask both Bo and Viger. They are going to operate as a team trying to answer these questions, and they will receive 1 point for a question they get correct. They do have 1 hint that they can use on any question that they desire. However, if they get all the questions correct and do not use the hint, they can cash the hint in for an extra point. On top of that, they can also use, they also have a bonus point question where they can try to get a maximum possible total of 7 points. They are playing against the rest of the co-host on the podcast and a race to 30 points on the leaderboard. Both Viger and Bosefizz are not even on the board yet. So they have a little ways to go. But honestly, we just started this ladder, so I think the top player is only at like 10 points. So you guys aren't too far behind.
Those coasters are just out of reach every single time.
It's not coasters this time. So this time, it's any plush from PokemonCenter.com under $20. You can have your choice of Pokemon plush under $20 from PokemonCenter.com. That's what you're playing for here, guys. All right, so if you guys are ready, I will ask you the first question.
Let's do this!
Hold on, I need to blow my nose. Go for it, though. I'm listening.
All right, question number 1 is, what genderless Pokemon is capable of learning the move Captivate?
Genderless.
That's Cryogonal. Or is that Charm that it knows? One of those, like, gender-specific, like, moves Cryogonal can learn, but it can't use it because it's genderless.
Huh.
I don't know if it's actually Captivate. I feel like it is because Charm can work regardless of which gender it's being applied to.
Right. It's just,
but Captivate needs to be that of the opposite. Female to male, male to female. But since Cryogonal's because I remember just like a funny little meme or whatever on Twitter. It's just like, these Pokemon can learn Captivate, but Cryogonal can, and it's genderless and doesn't do anything. What the heck?
Remember there is a difference between the moves Captivate and Attract. That is all I will leave you with.
I forgot about Attract.
Well, I trust memes. I trust memes. I just don't know if I trust your memory of memes.
Yeah,
do you remember if it was Attract or Captivate?
That was several years ago. My memory's a little fuzzy right now because it's full of mucus and snot, but that's neither here nor there.
Genderless. What else is...
Captivate used to be a TM in Generation 4.
Well, now you're just feeding us softballs.
Yeah.
What's genderless in Gen 4? I don't even remember. Magnezone. There you go. That's it.
I know Magnezone.
What? I don't know this.
I'm thinking real hard here. I mean, do you want to burn the hint?
Oh, wait. Duh. No, this is easy, Viger. This is so easy. It's Mew.
Is that your final answer?
Holy crap, that is actually right.
That is correct. Mew is the only genderless Pokemon capable of learning Captivate because it was a TM in Generation 4, and Mew's thing is that it can learn all TMs.
Thanks for serving that one on a platter for us.
I just wanted to get you guys going pretty easy. This was a Sublime question, so I can't judge you guys for getting them wrong. So that's 1 point. This next question is also a Sublime question. And he wants to know, what is the only Generation 6 Pokemon to have different Pokedex entries in X and Y and Oras? Because for every other Generation 6 Pokemon, they actually went ahead and just copy and pasted the Pokedex entries from X and Y into Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire, except for 1.
Repeat the question again.
What is the only Generation 6 Pokemon to have different Pokedex entries in X and Y and in Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire?
Okay.
Gen 6 Pokemon have different Pokedex entries.
So I'm going to give you a hint right now and just say it's not Greninja. So like Greninja's would be the same in X and Y and in Oras, if that makes sense.
Okay, that makes sense.
But one Generation 7 Pokemon didn't do that.
6, you mean?
Generation 6.
Generation 6 didn't do that.
So, even if we guess, it's... Now, is it just a Pokemon or is it a line?
It's a Pokemon. A Pokemon that might have like gained something in Generation 6 by going to Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire.
Well, stop
telling us it's a Mega Evolution capable one.
I was getting there.
The comments section is raging.
The answer is Deancey. I was getting there and I didn't need the hint, but now Thanch makes me look like a dummy.
Yeah.
Is Deancey your final answer?
Is that your final answer, Viger?
Unfortunately, it is.
That is unfortunately incorrect. The answer is actually Hoopa, because Hoopa got the Unbound form in Generation 6 when it went to Oraz, because the bottle didn't actually exist in the XY code. Hoopa Unbound was only in Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire. Fun fact.
I totally, for whatever reason, like was remembering Hoopa as a Gen 7 Pokemon. That was like not even on my radar. Nope, I am wrong. Magearna is what I'm thinking. God,
yeah, you're thinking Magearna.
I always remember Magearna being Gen 6, and it's not.
Because it came out like right at the end of Gen 6, and we all thought it, well, I didn't think so, because like as soon as I saw it, I'm like, oh, it's got seven cogs on its head.
Seven.
Gen 7. But okay, so the next question, the rest of the questions I wrote, so hopefully they're easier, but if not, they're probably not. In Generation 5, I don't know if you guys remember this, but Unova had a horoscope. And in this horoscope, there were Pokemon for different zodiac signs. And so I want to know what the zodiac sign for April is in the Unova horoscope, with its real-life counterpart being Aries, the ram.
Hey, Thatch, I'd just like to tell you how much I hate you sometimes. You know, just the questions that you make are just a little bit one-sided for some people who are not as in tuned with the Pokemon world as you are. But either way, okay, let's make
What Generation 5 Pokemon would relate to Aries, the ram? Gen 5, the ram.
Would be Taurus, but Gen 5...
Yeah, the ram.
Shut up.
Okay, you keep saying the ram. You're making me think of Go-Goat.
Which is Gen 6.
That's Gen 6. Gen 6. Now, there's a Taurus as one of the signs, which would probably be more Bouffalant.
There's a Kling Klang.
What?
I'm just drawing a blank here.
That's not even close to a ram. What are you on?
I am sick right now.
Arguably the opposite of a ram.
I am sick. That's just pulling my leg right now with these questions.
I didn't realize mucus affected your ability to remember.
When you're sneezing your brains out left and right every time you mute the microphone, you don't know how long I've been like out of it right now.
You do have the hint still.
We do have a hint, and we already messed up.
Yeah, and you already said ram.
I'm going through the what? And I just played white.
I don't know what fluffy Pokemon there are that kind of look like rams, but
and yes, stop.
Bless it. Okay, well, I know the answer now because he gave it to us.
What is it?
It's only because I appreciate
it. It's Whimsicott, but we're gonna guess something else. So Thatch quits doing this.
No, don't do it. Don't guess something else.
It is Whimsicott.
The answer is Whimsicott.
That is correct.
We're gonna say Zekrom. Final answer. Well,
so Whimsicott is correct. That is 2 points for today.
You throw me one more softball, I'm gonna drive up there and smack you today.
Thatch, I'd like to tell you that I'm just kind of a little disappointed in your podcasting hosting abilities as well as your trivia questions, because it seems like you're just kind of holding your hand through us. Are you just trying to tell me that I'm stupid? Because I'm
here
at this point.
All right. So the next question is the one with the bonus point. This one I won't help you guys on at all. So Roar of Time is Dialga's signature move. Two other Pokemon actually have the ability to use Roar of Time, but they only gain the move through events. What Pokemon can use Roar of Time that were distributed via event?
One is Darkrai.
One for each Pokemon.
One is Darkrai. One of the Darkrais you could get from Toys R Us would give you Special Rend and Roar of Time.
Roar of Time. Would Mew be the other one? Just
no,
because
Mew can't learn... Roar of Time's not a TM.
True.
You can learn all TMs, but not
just
all
not moves.
What else roars and or does timey stuff? Actually, it might be Giratina, because I have a vague memory of Giratina having its Shadow Force, and then the other two's moves also.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Wait. Oh, man. Okay, so I know Darkrai had it. Why am I thinking of Lucario also?
I doubt Lucario would be that.
I think he might know space. No.
You do have the hint as well, if you want the
extra. Yeah. I should be smart. I know. So it's Darkrai and...
Darkrai, I'm certain.
Darkrai almost has to be.
No, I'm 100% positive. Yeah. Darkrai is
that's
one.
That's what I'm beating. It's like, yeah, of course. That has to be it.
What about, maybe Arceus?
And there's maybe Arceus.
I'm going to need an answer.
You want to say Giratina or Arceus?
I almost have to say Arceus, because...
Okay, Darkrai...
Arceus seems like the most straightforward one.
Okay, yeah, we're going to go with Darkrai and Arceus.
That is correct on both accounts.
Yes,
that gives you a total of 4 points today. So we're going to go for 5 here with the last question, which is always a base stat question. And I know you guys aren't exactly the base stat type of guys, but I think you'll be able to get this one. Also, you still have the hint, so it's like free if you want it. Sure. Or you could use it to count for the other hints that I kind of just handed you.
We'll do that. We'll take those two half hints that basically gave it away.
Yeah. All right, there we go. Perfect. All right, so this next question, I don't think it's too hard. Sure. I think you'll get this one. What psychic type Pokemon has the highest base defense of all psychic type Pokemon?
Base defense. I'm thinking Bronzong immediately comes to mind, or at least some sort of psychic steel. Bronzong, Metagross.
Could be Mega Metagross.
Mega Metagross as well.
Oh, wait. What about like Mega Aggron? No, wait. It's like, I'm thinking psychic. Steel, not psychic. You said steel. My brain was like, oh.
I'm thinking too.
That answer's Steelix, by the way.
Thank you. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Just for future reference.
For future game corners.
Yeah.
I almost have to say it almost has to be either Bronzong or Mega.
Oh, no. It's got to be – it's probably Deoxys defense form.
True. Oh, man. Steel's more of the defensive type, but Deoxys has a specific defensive mode. So that almost makes even more sense.
I'm leaning towards that.
I'm sort of – not because you say it like that now, I'm sort of leaning towards Deoxys as well.
Okay, are you cool with that? Deoxys defense form.
Yes.
That is correct. That gives you guys 5 points today. That puts you – you guys are now tied for what's the number? You guys are tied for third place now. If that makes you feel any better, it's a 4-way tie.
But I was just on Game Corner, so I get a point for that.
Not until May. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, because Game Corner doesn't come out until May.
Oh, if we keep this up, Bo, we both clinched the first place title.
I haven't kept up with the other things, but you're playing for a plushie. Just remember that if you really want a plushie. So right now, Dr. Shamu is in first place with 10 points, followed by the fluffiest Whimsicott in second place with 9 points.
Shocker.
In third place, we have Sublime, Scrawn, Bosefus, and Vigor all tied for third place. And in seventh, we have Mr. Maximus with 4 points. So that is going to be it for the show, That's going to be it for Puckle's Poke Quiz. Oh, my
gosh. You're jumping the gun here,
you okay
man.
There, buddy?
Yeah.
You can
right?
make it?
This is the
Are
Puckle Poke Quiz.
Too?
We hope you like that. If you want to keep up with Puckle throughout the week, you can go over to the main feed at Puckle Podcast, or you could, of course, just check us out on Discord. Link is in the show notes. You can always support the show in a number of ways by checking out our YouTube channel for more content. You can also check out our Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast, and our YouTube is youtube.com/pucklepodcast. You can, of course, help support the show in a variety of different ways. The first being checking out our T Public store, purchasing something. You could also go ahead and you can go subscribe to us on Twitch with a Twitch Prime membership, or you can go buy some Vite Ramen using code Puckle at checkout for a 10% discount. Or more importantly, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/pucklepodcast. But we hope you liked it, and we will catch you guys on the flip flop.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.